It's the morning show. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. The state of Wisconsin credits the forest industry with 61,000 jobs. That includes both full and part-time work. And it's pretty obvious to notice when companies harvest timber or operate large paper mills. Paper converters, though, aren't as visible, but they're still part of Wisconsin's paper economy. They take raw paper materials from mills and they elevate them and add value. What questions do you have about paper converters? Join the conversation now. Call 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. Scott Bovey is a wood product specialist and a professor in the College of Agriculture with the UW-Madison Division of Extension, and he's ready to talk paper converters. Scott, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
We just talked very briefly, a brief explanation about what paper converters are. Can you give me an example of the work that a paper converter does?
Well, certainly. I think most of your listeners can imagine a giant roll of paper coming out of one of Wisconsin's paper mills, the type of roll that you would need an overhead crane to move. And if you think about it, that giant roll may not be that useful for most of us. So what do you do to that giant roll to make it more useful? And that's what paper converters do. They take those giant rolls of paper and convert them or add value to them to make a useful product. So one example might be specialty paper that's used for microwave popcorn bags. They will take those rolls. They may have to add certain coatings and other finishes to that paper. And then they will fashion that product into a microwave popcorn bag. So that's essentially what converters do. They take the large raw material rolls and convert them into something more useful.
That's a very accessible answer, I think, for most of us. You're one of the authors of a recent study with the Wisconsin Paper Council that looks at the paper conversion industry statewide. What products are the most common?
Well, certainly we have a real diversity of converters in the state. We have everything from, you know, office type paper that everyone can think of, copy paper, to a range of specialty products. I mentioned the popcorn bag. There's other food packaging products that are really on the cutting edge today of how do we use paper for packaging that's maybe more accessible than those plastic bubble wraps that are very difficult to open with a knife or scissors. You know, how do we produce products that are useful and also have a small environmental footprint when compared to other non-renewable materials like plastic, for example. Another example might be the fabric that you see in medical gowns. So if you go to the emergency room, the medical staff there will have disposable gowns on that, you know, protect not only themselves, but the patient as well. So there's numerous products that we make here in Wisconsin that are different than, you know, like my first example, just simple copy paper.
Your study finds that paper converters generate almost $11 billion in yearly input, also employing more than 19,000 people. Why are they doing this well in Wisconsin?
Well, I think we certainly have a long history of papermaking in the state, and that has a lot to do with our fantastic forest resource that we have here in Wisconsin. Wisconsin has also done a pretty good job of being innovative in the types of products that they make. So we can probably think of certain paper types that are declining. So one example would be the aforementioned copy paper. Another example would be newsprint. So those are types of paper that we're starting to use less of over time. You know, what's interesting is, you know, for the past 30 plus years since the advent of the personal computer, people have talked about how that printer paper, copy paper market is going to decline. Well, it's taken that many years for it to finally happen. You started seeing declines, certainly in Wisconsin, about the time that COVID hit because of, you know, people not going to the office. So Wisconsin has done a pretty good job of adapting to those changing marketplaces and producing certain specialty papers that will have a long future ahead of them. And certainly some of the packaging materials that I mentioned earlier, whether they're food packaging or other types of packaging, are becoming more important as our sort of purchase trends change. So think for a minute about how online shopping has become such a big part of our economy, especially during the pandemic. If you think about the packaging required to get those products to your house, certainly at least one more level of packaging than you would have if those same products were being shipped to a brick and mortar store. So those types of markets, whether it be simple corrugated boxes that are used in shipping to specialty packaging that actually surrounds the goods that we buy, are growing market segments.
We are talking about Wisconsin's paper conversion industry with Scott Bovee. He's a professor and also a wood product specialist. We're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. You can ask your question about converting paper into different products here in Wisconsin. And Scott, when you're thinking about the process, the supply chain of paper, and you're talking about how we've made adjustments, tell us about the connection between paper converters and then the mills that are so easy to notice here in Wisconsin.
Sure. And I think what we should do is let's take one more step backward and connect it to the forest. Certainly, I mentioned before how people can imagine a giant roll of paper being lifted by a crane coming off one of Wisconsin's paper machines. Prior to that paper mill where that sheet is actually formed, we actually have pulp mills. And pulp mills, they're often, you know, on the same grounds or the same facility as the paper mill, but the pulp mill is the part of the process where they actually take pulpwood or round wood from Wisconsin's forests and actually convert that into the actual fiber that's going to be used to make the paper. And that fiber, after it's produced, would be called pulp. And of course, that pulp is then mixed with you know, a lot of water and other additives, and is actually fed into the paper machine to actually produce the sheet. So first, we have certainly forest management in Wisconsin. We have our forest industry that's actually doing the on-the-ground management, the harvesting, the trucking. All of that is part of the process to get the material to the pulp mill. Then that pulp mill actually converts that raw pulpwood, the actual round wood, into the actual fiber that's used to make the paper. And then from the paper mill, of course, those value-added converters take those large rolls and add value to them. So that's the chain from all the way from forest management in the forest through to the secondary or the converter companies that actually add value. So it's a significant amount of manufacturing that goes on. But what's interesting in my mind is that if you compare paper products to other sort of non-renewable products, whether it be plastic or metal or other non-renewables, paper has a smaller environmental footprint than using those non-renewable products. So if we can find ways to better utilize more innovative ways, like I mentioned earlier on how some of these converters in Wisconsin are coming up with new ideas, new packaging, new products, I think that's an environmental benefit for us as a whole because we're not using non-renewable products.
So you see paper converters as essential to sustainable forest management?
Absolutely. You know, a wise individual that I knew once said that sustainable forests depend upon a sustainable forest industry. So if we do not have a forest industry that's going to utilize raw materials from our forests, we won't be able to manage our forests because very, very few people would have the wealth to be able to manage a forest without actually having some revenue stream come from the harvest. So landowners can actually benefit by doing a timber sale because, of course, they make revenue from that timber sale. But they can take some of that revenue and stick it back into their forest land, whether it be for wildlife habitat or timber stand improvement. ultimately they end up with a healthier forest because of the management that they've done. And without a forest industry, they wouldn't be able to do that.
Scott Bovey is a wood product specialist and a professor in the College of Agriculture with the UW-Madison Division of Extension. I'm Keely Boltina, and we're talking about the business of paper converters, why they're successful in Wisconsin, and what's stopping them from growing even more. We welcome your questions. Call 800-642-1234. This conversation continues on The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network. This is The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina. One industry consultant calls the area between Green Bay and Milwaukee the converting corridor. That's because the area has lots of companies that take initial paper materials from mills and level up their products. Call 800-642-1234 with your questions or comments as we have this conversation. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. Scott Bovey is a wood product specialist, and we're talking about paper converters. Scott, where is the paper that Wisconsin paper converters use? Where does it come from?
Well, study results from our study shows that the majority of the paper from our respondents, the converters in the study, does come from Wisconsin. And that's, you know, certainly a bonus for our paper producers here in the state. Other converters buy product that's not produced here in Wisconsin. So other states like Georgia, Maine, Indiana are the source of those papers. But a big part of our production here in Wisconsin is from Wisconsin product, which is good for our economy because it keeps those dollars here in Wisconsin. Keely, you mentioned earlier about the impact of the converting side. If you look at the entire solid wood or forest industry in Wisconsin, it generates close to $24 billion annually. And paper represents about three quarters of that. So the other one quarter would be solid wood, like sawmills or other solid wood producers in the state. Paper would be 75% of that $24 billion number. So it's is certainly a significant impact on our annual economy for the state.
We've seen Wisconsin paper mills close over the last years. Is that affecting these paper converters?
Well, certainly that was a huge impact in Wisconsin. So right as COVID hit a couple of years ago, we had two large paper mills close in the state. And that certainly impacted how we managed our forests and markets for that pulpwood that come from Wisconsin's forests. So that sent ripples across the state. What was really important about that is that did we produce enough paper for the converters in the state at the time? Certainly at the height of COVID, when there were high demands for packaging and other materials, converters were having trouble finding the paper stock that they needed to produce their product. So all of that is connected and certainly has impacts not only the converters that depend upon the large roll paper raw material, but also how we manage our forests in the state.
What's the status of those supply concerns now?
Well, over time, of course, things will moderate and level out. But certainly, if the paper doesn't come from Wisconsin, it's going to come from somewhere else based on demand. And we are operating in a global marketplace. So product will come from other parts of the globe to fill those needs. And the question we have to ask ourselves is, are we better off producing product in the state, or are we better off buying product from elsewhere? I mentioned earlier the difference between a pulp mill and a paper mill, where the pulp mills actually take round wood and produce the pulp that the paper mills use. We certainly do buy pulp from other countries, specifically South America. And one proposed study that we have looking into the future is, let's look at the environmental footprint of pulp that's produced locally versus pulp that is imported from South America. Which one is going to have the smaller environmental footprint? I suspect that the locally produced pulp will have the smaller environmental footprint just because of the lack of excess shipping, et cetera, to bring that product from a continent away. The other thing to be concerned about is, what is the economic impact? Certainly, locally produced product is going to have a more positive economic impact on Wisconsin's economy because it produces jobs and other outputs that will positively impact Wisconsin's economy.
We're talking about Wisconsin's paper conversion industry with Scott Bovey. He's a professor and also a wood product specialist. So speaking of labor then, Scott, your research into Wisconsin's paper converter shows that these companies face labor shortages. How many people are we talking? How many people do these companies need?
Well, that's interesting because that wasn't just paper converting. If you look at industry across Wisconsin, everyone is struggling to find labor plus skilled and qualified labor. And one of the results from the study showed that nearly 75% of our responding companies said that they were between 1 and 19 positions short in their operations. So that's a question, not only focusing on paper, but a broader question, because how do we provide skilled labor for all types of positions across the state, whether it's manufacturing or other types of jobs? Do we have the training mechanisms in place to produce those future workers?
What kind of training do you need to work at a paper converter?
Well, it depends on the position. Certainly, there are many positions where they can be trained in-house, all the way to positions that would require a four-year degree focusing on material science in some fashion. We have paper engineering degrees that are offered at UW-Stevens Point, for example, that would be useful not only in the paper mill industry, but also in the converting industry. So there's a host of training that, depending upon which level you'd work at in the paper mill.
What do you see Wisconsin leaders doing to help support the state's paper converters?
Well, that's a tough question. I think that it fits across so many different aspects of the state. We talked about forest management earlier. How can we promote forest management across the state to be able to produce the raw material that's necessary for those producers? One example is, if you look at sort of growth to removal rate of Wisconsin's forest, it's 1.9 to 1. So that's almost 2 to 1. So we're growing twice what is being removed. So what that tells me is that there's room for expansion in how we manage our forests and how we harvest our forests. We could have a healthier forest if we could actually bring the growth to removal to a more equal amount, where we're not gaining as much volume as we have been in recent years. So again, that goes back to let's keep a healthy forest industry to utilize the product so that we can manage our forests.
And in just our last minute, then, help us understand why harvesting more would make forests healthier.
Well, certainly you can think of examples, especially out west, where we have significant fires, beetle kill, and other things that's kind of the impetus to some of those fires. Certainly in Canada this year, we've suffered from the smoke down here from the fires that are up there. Keeping a healthy forest that's growing vigorously helps it be more resistant to insect and pathogen attack. And keeping those forests properly thin so you don't get the fuel load that builds up, that's all part of that healthy management that we look for.
Scott, this has been a really fascinating conversation. Thank you for joining us this morning.
It's been my pleasure.
Scott Bovey is a wood product specialist and also a professor in the College of Agriculture with the UW-Madison Division of Extension. He talked with us about paper converters. These companies take bulk paper products from mills, and then they make more refined paper goods. They're a crucial part of the supply chain, and business for these companies is doing well in Wisconsin. We have dozens of those businesses here in the state. We talked about why things are going well and what Wisconsin could do to improve the situation for paper converters. You're listening to The Morning Show. Thanks for being with us this morning. And as always, we want to hear your ideas for programs you'd like to hear on The Morning Show. So please, we encourage you to visit our program page to leave suggestions. We've got a web form there for you. The page is wpr.org/mornings. Thank you so much for thinking of us. And our conversations continue here on The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina. You're listening to The Ideas Network.